Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Olin Krutz.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was at the game. I got to sit in the end zone, and I got to watch a lot of Hicks and Matt. And those two guys together, I'm going to tell you right now, Kat, I would not want to face those two animals.
Olin Krutz.
Kat, we were watching and we were like, man, that is a tough defense to come in off the bench and face. It's turning out to be maybe the best pass rush in the whole NFL right now.
Olin Krutz.
If the offense ever does catch the defense, well, then we're going to be doing a Super Bowl show maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll come along, Kat. I think they will get better. How good, how quickly, that's anybody's guess.
Olin Krutz. Every week with Mully and Hall. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Hall.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Every morning with Olin is like Christmas morning.
Doesn't he sound happy?
It is that time of year, season of giving, and Olin joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park.
Morning, Olin.
Good morning, Olin.
Morning, guys.
Wow.
How's it going, man?
I'll tell
you
what.
Put the ball in the end zone, right? How about that concept? Put the ball in the end zone at home. How about that concept?
How about coach to the strengths of your quarterback instead of his weaknesses? How about that
concept? Right, and just, you know, so much credit goes to the Chicago Bears, but you could count when Roquan walked off the field, guys, they had 11 guys that you expected to contribute to their team this year, either on IR or on the sideline. And we could go through all the names, and you guys know who they are. And you got, then all of a sudden you got Kevin Pierre-Lewis, and you got Kwiatkowski, and you got Holtz, and you got Cornelius Lucas, and you got all these guys on the field. And the offense, who's averaging 16 points a game at home, and if you take the Saints game and take the two late touchdowns out and you take out Cordarrelle Patterson's return, really, you know, hardly any touchdowns for the offense at home when it mattered. So a great day at the lakefront. The fans got to enjoy it, and we got to enjoy to watch an offense that we expected. And I heard Tom Thayer earlier that we expected to see versus the Green Bay Packers in week one.
So why did it come together last night, Olin, and why did we see Mitch Trubisky play with as much command and confidence as we have seen all season long?
And, you know, we're all going to guess why, but for me it started, you know, they took him out against the Rams for whatever reason. It felt like a benching. It seemed like it kind of pissed him off a little bit maybe, and he got to that podium after the Giants game, I think it was, and he started to say that they won the game, but hey, look, I didn't play good enough on offense. We're not playing good enough. And then he said he went down the list, guys, of what he thinks he does well, right? Get me out of the pocket, a little play action pass, a rollout, run the ball. And what he did right there was take ownership. He took ownership of the offense. He took ownership of the team. And look, last night we named the guys who were on the field, right? J.P. Holtz making plays. You know, Horsted making plays, Cornelius Lucas looking like a right tackle who can play in the NFL. Well, what you got there, and for only one night, we're not going too crazy, but what you got there is a guy you drafted number two in the draft, raising people's level, making them better, you know, making everybody around him better, organizing the front, drawing the Dallas defense off sides, right? Getting free yards. Lining up in a spread formation early and Nagy helping him in his helmet and lining him up and finding whether it's zone or man and recognizing and get the ball out. And he's playing really good football. And, you know, Marinelli's defense, Rod Marinelli, former defense coordinator of the Chicago Bears, kind of perfect for where Mitch is, right? Because he's going to line up in what they do and they're just going to do what they do and not really try to confuse you. And the Bears took advantage of that.
Cornelius Lucas is a giant.
The guy is huge, and he's his arm length. Like I was watching him a little bit on some of those plays. He's just got like his arms are like, I don't know, the size of three men.
Yeah, and been playing really well when he has come in. And you think about even back to the Denver game when Bobby Massey, I think, had vertigo and he was out. Even Cornelius Lucas played a good game that week. So a really good signing by Ryan Pace to bring him in as a swing tackle. He's been playing really, really well. Offensive line performed well last night. And it goes to show you that, I possibly could be wrong about this this Cody Whitehair move. It seemed to settle Mitch down. I still think James should be center, but I can't argue with the results they had last night.
Olin, after Roquan Smith left the game, the Bears were down to a defense without four projected starters, Hicks, Trevathan, Roquan, and Prince Amukamara. Kevin Tolliver filled in pretty well. He wasn't noticed until the late touchdown in garbage time, but I thought that he acquitted himself pretty respectably.
It was a great throw, too.
And it was a great throw.
That was the best throw that guy made all night.
What did you like about the defense the most, and why were they able to thwart this Cowboys passing game?
Well, and what I liked about the defense and the Bears team the most last night was they give up that long drive, right? And Dallas throws a haymaker at them. And then, Mitch throws that interception, and they pick themselves back up off the mat, and they go back, and they just keep fighting. They just have to keep fighting the Dallas Cowboys last night because that offensive line is really good. Ezekiel Elliott is really good. And I think, we all remember that after that first drive, the Bears shut him down. Not really true, right? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott rips off a 31-yard run late in the second quarter. So that defense just kept fighting. But really, a lot of credit goes to Pagano. And thank goodness for Kellen Moore and these young geniuses in the NFL, right? Because they're just not going to stick with their big offensive line and their run game and let them just run the ball. Even they get down there on the 5-yard line, of course, they're going to run some fancy option when you got Ezekiel Elliott, Zach Martin, Lyle Collins, Tyron Smith. But Coach Pagano really took Moore to school, I thought, adjusted his game plan, went to that 6-2 now that, Fangio made famous, 6-1, bringing another D-lineman in the game. When they line up in 4-2 nickel with just four guys up front, the Dallas Cowboys were tearing them up with the run, so he switched up and went with five D-linemen, took a linebacker out, went with five guys up front to stop the run. And Coach Pagano, a lot of credit to him and his group, but really Coach Pagano taking, I think what you saw last night, taking Kellen Moore to school. If I'm Garrett, I'm in a fist fight with Kellen Moore in the back in the locker room. I think he lost me my job.
That's awesome. I understand why. Rod Marinelli is running a defense that certainly we saw here. And there is a statistic out there. If that team is on the field for 30 minutes or more, and they were on the field for 32 minutes, they are now 5-19. And it makes sense if you're going for speed over size and you're getting beaten up and you're just kind of wearing out as the game goes on. But why are they so susceptible? Those guys are quick. Why can't they – why is it that a quarterback runs right up the gut against them and it happened in the last three losses?
Well, if you take a look at what they had going on, and I don't want to make excuses for the Cowboys because we went through all our guys that were out, right? But Antoine Woods, their D-tackle, was out. Keith, their strong safety, is kind of the quarterback of their defense, and he was out. And so you could see they had some problems with reads last night. But what they do on a zone read, and we've been talking about before how we need Mitch Trubisky to keep those zone reads to open up the run game, and they did last night. But they crash the end immediately, guys. They don't make you guess. So they just crash him immediately. He's going to play the running back. So with that defense, like I talked about, what they're going to do, right? And I think Nagy said at the podium after the game that we saw some things on the way they attacked our run that we liked with the quarterback keeping the ball. So the DN is going to crash. Rod Marinelli, they do what they do, right? And that linebacker is going to fold behind him and try to stop the quarterback run. So Charles Leno and Cornelius Lucas just worked their way up to the linebacker, made really good blocks. Obviously, they missed Bander Esch at that moment. They missed Heath out there. But like I just said, we had Cornelius Lucas up there blocking. So you got to credit the Chicago Bears for what they did last night, and they should enjoy that win. But like you guys know and I know, the guy up in Green Bay, Pettin, he's totally different than what Rod Marinelli is. You never know what he's going to give you. He's always trying to confuse you. So this is what you get in the NFL. You win a big game, and you prove that you can do it against one team, and now you got an even bigger game coming up, and you just keep taking steps. And I'm really excited to see this Mitch Trubisky-led offense and the way he's improved, guys, you know, processing information on the field. Excited to see him against Green Bay and a Pettin-style defense, even though they're not playing well, kind of a defense that Mitch really struggles against with different looks, a little bigger DNs, right? Styles make fights. You know, styles always make fights. So bigger DNs, stronger guys, and it's going to be fun to watch the Bears. We have to enjoy this win for 10 days now and watch it play, hopefully, you know, a meaningful game up there at Green Bay.
So let's zoom out, Olin. The Bears are on a three-game win streak. They've got three to go. Everybody will be aware and already about their slim percentage to make the playoffs. It increased last night to, I think, 5%. How is that addressed within the locker room? Is it at all addressed with among team leaders? And whenever the Bears get back to work, what's said, if anything?
Yeah, I think that what you saw last night is a team kind of finding their leaders, right, Dave? And it's hard to say who they are because we're not in the locker room. But when you see a team fight like that at 6-6, what you just said, with slim chances to get to the playoffs, that speaks to their character. Now, you got to give them credit for the way they went out there. And I know it's a nationally televised game, and this is what they're supposed to do. But to play what you would say on offense is their best game of the year at that point of the year, they got good leadership in that locker room, especially everything they've been going through. But, look, you just say, like, we go out there and we just keep doing what we're doing. And we're playing the Green Bay Packers. You know, that game always means something when you play for the Chicago Bears. So they won't be looking for much motivation to go up there and prove to everybody that they're the kind of team, even though it's kind of late in the year and the stats are really bad. But can we improve and can we keep playing better? And it looks like Mitch Trubisky is really focused. I mean, even last night on the podium, the things he was saying. And one thing I heard from the locker room that you kind of you always wait to hear, right, is the young running back said, look, we got to get better. I owe this to the O-line. And we're just following our leader, Mitch Trubisky. And when guys start saying things like that, you realize they're all coming together in that locker room, all getting behind their quarterback, and he's leading them. So it's one game, and you're hoping that the Lions and Blau, I don't know how they pull one out, but that would be amazing. But and, you know, you hope the Seahawks beat the Rams, but all you can do is beat the Packers and control what you do.
And let's just play it forward. Suppose they do finish 10-6 and they don't make the playoffs. Does that make it a successful season? Does that
you got to ruin Christmas, huh, Molly?
That's what I do.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Obviously, the goal this year was the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the kind of team they thought they had. I mean, and they have not played well on offense. And we all know that one game doesn't cover up that stench. But man, it was fun to watch. You know, and like I said, as a guy who watches the Bears to analyze them and for the fans all there, there hasn't been a lot of touchdowns in those end zones on the lakefront. So are we saying that they've cured everything? No, that's not what we're saying. But it was good to watch. And, you know, if you take a realistic look at it, it was kind of a perfect defense for where the offense was because they were always just going to line up and they're going to do exactly what you think they're going to do. So they get a big test against Green Bay, not a great defense, but I mean just scheme-wise because with Pettin, you don't know where they're going to line up. You don't know what they're going to do, and they're going to throw all kind of things at you. So the total opposite coming up for the Bears in their next game.
Olin, was that a purple sport coat last night?
That was the Washington Huskies Hall of Fame sports coat.
Snazzy.
They won the Apple Cup. Chris Peterson stepped down, so I just want to, you know, thank him and wear my coat. And I don't know if you saw Alex Brown put on the Mitch Trubisky jersey, you know, so He's been supporting him, I guess, all of a sudden. So, yes, I appreciate you bringing that up. I wanted to just pay respects to my alma mater.
Sharp-dressed man.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thanks,
Olin. Thank you.
Good stuff.
And bah humbug. Bah humbug, too.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. That's Olin Kreutz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.